Good evening, guys. So it's another episode of
so corny
Invest Friends. So, anyways, I hate the sound of my own voice. Aren't you all? Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm here to talk about tomorrow's big day for Workhorse. So tomorrow, USPS will unveil who's gonna get parts or the $6.1 billion contract that they're gonna like disperse so that they're gonna have like their fleet of trucks to be renewed. I think it's 163,000 units trucks that they need to be to order before 2030. So Workhorse is the front runner of this race because they're the only one that offers zero emission and EV. And as you know, as I said on my previous episode, the federal government mandates everyone, even automakers, us, to have emission free or EV or hybrid by year 2030. So hopefully that's a possibility, and that's why all the EVs right now are booming. So there's a couple of things about Workhorse. So if there's two competitors, Workhorse has a good chance, but the problem is they don't have a lobbyist in the USPS. A lobbyist meaning someone who's gonna manipulate or talk to the people that's gonna be writing the contract. So, but you know, as I said, I'm hoping because they're the only one that offers the EV trucks. So anyways, I'm here for something exciting for you guys. So I know you guys have been like wondering, how will you invest or position yourself in the EV market? The problem with the EV stocks right now, like Tesla, NIO, Workhorse, they're kind of like expensive already. Expensive, or you know, you already been left by the boat. That's what we're trying to that's my term for it. But you know, don't look for the main companies. This is what I always tell my friends and my colleagues who started investing. Like, this is my advice to them. So come to think of it, like, EV market is booming. So what do EV automakers and startups have in common? You know the answer? Obviously, it's batteries. They all have batteries. So all the cars that they produce have batteries because it's electric. So what is the composition of the batteries? Good question, huh? So of course it's like lithium, nickel, alkaline, zinc, some copper probably, but precious metals, right? Like metals. So look on that alternative too, like not just the main company like Tesla. It's trading at 400, I think 40 right now above. NIO's trading like $21, trying to break that $22 resistance. And Workhorse is trading above like 27, 28 because of the USPS contract pending tomorrow. So if you're kind of like, that's already kind of expensive to me. So look at alternatives. Like where does these EV companies get their supplies? Lithium. So here, I'm gonna give you some companies that you can look at. If you think that they're good investment for your money, feel free to buy stocks of it. But first, of course, you need to have a fundamental analysis of the stocks you want to position yourself to. Fundamental analysis meaning like you have to review the company profile, debt to income ratio, quarterly reports, all that stuff, all that good stuff. So you know if this company is a good company to invest in a long term, because as I said, I'm a long term. My portfolio is almost like 80% are long term. I'm for growth, so that's what I do. I do fundamental analysis. So, anyways, this is the lithium stocks I want you guys to look at. And you know, I did my research on this four already. I think they're kind of like good. And you never know, Tesla or Workhorse or NIO might probably have a deal with them. So Livent, we'll start with one, Livent or Livent. It's LTHM, that's the NASDAQ code, LTHM. So the news with Livent is, I think they're still with talks, talking with Tesla regarding partnership regarding the lithium supplies, like the other company I'm going to talk about later. So that's a good stock to buy. I think it's trading around $11 right now, so that's not really expensive. The other one I'm going to suggest is the Piedmont Lithium. It's Australian based. PLL is the NASDAQ code. PLL is a ticker. The problem with Piedmont guys, they already been dealing with Tesla, so they already like had a contract and a partnership with Tesla. So the stock went from I think $7 or $11, then it skyrocketed to like high 40s I think when the partnership has been announced. So see, so those companies are really like cheap right now, like $7, $11, but if a partnership from a major EV maker is announced, their stock's gonna go up. Then you can just take profits or just keep it for long term. It's up to you. The next is Lithium Americas. The ticker is LAC. I mean, Lithium Americas, LAC is the ticker. That's that. So Lithium Americas, the problem with this, I see a lot of movement with the volume, the trading volume. The profit takers love to like buy a lot of stocks and just day trade on this one. So it goes up, then suddenly that goes down because, you know, they're just profiting from Lithium Americas. Any good news? I would say like all the lithium companies just that I'm talking about just like went up like this week or last week because of the Tesla announcement from Piedmont. So they're still a good companies to invest because they're lithium. The next one is Vale, V-A-L-E. They don't really sell, they don't really like focus on lithium, but they sell other metals too. Of course, lithium, one, copper, nickel, sometimes manganese or magnesium. But those materials that they sell, Vale, V-A-L-E, that's the ticker too for NASDAQ, is needed for batteries for the EV makers. So again, I'm just going to give you guys a rundown. So lithium stocks is going to be on the rise because EV makers, auto suppliers will look for lithium suppliers. So these are the companies I think are my top four. So it's Livent, I don't know how to pronounce this one. The ticker is LTHM. Piedmont Lithium, ticker is PLL. And Lithium Americas, it's LAC. And Vale, V-A-L-E, that's the ticker for NASDAQ. So do your research, guys. Do your fundamental analysis. Let me know if you guys think that these companies are good investment or not. But I already positioned myself in Vale and Livent. Piedmont now because it's kind of expensive. So I'm still like, kind of positioning myself for future partnerships or contracts. So hopefully it happens. So we'll see. So other than that, guys, so hopefully you like the episode and hopefully I help you guys to look for alternatives, not just the main automaker, but alternatives suppliers that probably you can profit from. So yeah, so hopefully you guys like the episode. Thank you.